Utilities Kingston work has reduced traffic to one lane in each direction. At the intersection of Montreal Street and John Counter Boulevard, construction is ongoing throughout the month of May. Cranbrook Street and Days Road to Lakeview Avenue will be closed from 3:20 to 3:50 p.m. this afternoon as part of the School Streets program, restricting access during school drop-off and pickup times. Bright Crescent remains closed between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent for roadway repairs and safety improvements. Construction continues on Princess Street from Frontenac to Division as part of a major reconstruction project. And long-term closures remain in place on Aberdeen Street between Johnson and William and Barry and Queen. In local sports news, the Kingston Grenadiers kick off their Ontario Summer Football League season this Saturday in Ottawa. For more information, tune back in at 5 p.m. for Today in YGK, or you can check out the full story tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. during The Corridor. This concludes your afternoon news brief. Be safe, be well, and be sure to stay tuned to CFRC for Earworm coming up next.
Hi everyone, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host Claire, and you're listening to Earworm. So today I'll be interviewing Shaw Ways. He is a Pakistani-Canadian artist, specifically from Scarborough, that went to Albert Campbell Collegiate for secondary school. He's known for his boundaryless sound that fuses R&B, hip-hop, alternative, and indie. Please welcome Shaw Ways.
Hey! How do you know?
Is that a good intro?
That was an awesome intro.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I just didn't know. Did we ever talk about me going? How do you know where I went? Shout out Albert Campbell.
Shout out.
Woodside Square.
With the dinosaurs.
Yes. Okay. Yo, we're in Kingston, but we're not.
Yes.
Yeah.
Starting off with the first question.
Okay.
The very first question. Okay. Did you ever watch Good Luck Charlie growing up?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know there's a Pakistani version of Good Luck Charlie with your name in the title?
No, there's not.
Yeah, it's called Peekaboo Shaw Ways.
No.
Yes, it is.
Peekaboo? What are you talking about? What?
Yeah, like, I'm telling you.
No.
Yes.
What? So, I'm gullible. Like, no way. Who is that?
It's an ad, bro. What the hell?
No way. Peekaboo Shaw Ways. Did you make this page?
No.
What? What's going on? What the hell? I need to watch the show. That's crazy. Did you know there's like Hey Jesse, but an Indian version?
Oh, yeah.
But I've actually watched Hey Jesse, like the Indian version, because I was on an airplane and there was nothing to watch and my phone died. I was like, yo, let's just try this. And it was actually pretty funny. Yeah. So I could say I watched that. But this show, Peekaboo Shaw Ways.
Yeah. I think I've actually heard of this one. Like, people have posted about this.
Interesting.
On, like, the internet.
Instagram.
And I think Instagram. Yeah, it's, like, that one scene where Bob Duncan, but, like, Pakistani version, he's, like, going down the stairs, and then he threw the baby in the air, yeah. And I saw the...
And, like, do-do-do, and then, like,
yeah,
he catches it.
But, like, Pakistani version.
So... Wait, so is the baby Shaw Ways?
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm excited to watch. Thank you for putting me on.
You're welcome. Okay, so by the time this interview comes out, a new single by you will come out.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what people can expect from this single sonically and lyrically?
Ooh, okay, for sure. With this song, mind you, it's a song coming out after over 3 years of not putting out music. And this song was originally in the vault for like 2 years. But it was created with like a bunch of my friends, including Eric Ryan and Kyle. And honestly, it first started off with just goofing around, which is how every song is made. And
the
then
best songs are made.
The best songs. you have to be goofy.
You have to be unserious with anything you want to work out in life for.
With, literally.
Yeah.
With and for.
Yeah. Or with.
Yeah.
Forthwith. That's unnatural.
Witherford.
Witherford?
Witherford. Why do I know that? What is... That's a, is that a road?
Or is that your friend?
I do have a friend named Ford. Is this like a Nardwar situation? What the heck is going on?
I'm so hungry I could eat Ford.
No way. Oh, yeah. So, song... I love making alternative R&B, even though I started off, like, rapping. And we first started with, like, normal, like, just having fun with, like, playing around with chords. Like, just having a drum loop. And then it turned into what the vibe it became today. I wrote a good chunk of the song, and then I tapped Kai in, and, like, we started writing together, which I've never done. Like, I've always just written my own thing.
So have you... You started the song alone, or was it just, like... You and Kai were just, like, talking about it and you just started writing the song?
From what I remember, Eric was just jamming around, having a good time. And, like, I was laying on his sofa, just, like, stimming and just, like, singing along. And, like, I then created up with, like, the flow that became the chorus. And I was just vibing to it, filling in words and, like, trying to tap in with how the song was making me feel. And then I just, like, took it and ran with it. Which is, like, about what I am guilty of doing in the past is catching feelings really fast.
You've had a bunch of songs that are about that now.
Hey, what can I say? You live and you don't learn. Yeah, so it's a really fun subject. And every time that I have caught feelings really fast, like, the context of that situation has been unique. So I'm like... Wait, same subject, but...
The lesson hasn't been learned. Right.
Right, not yet, not yet, not yet. Soon, please, hopefully. Soon. So that's what I really wanted to talk about and explore with that song. And then once I had, like... I think I had, for sure, the chorus. But then I also had a good piece of the verse. And then, like, just Kai just being in the vicinity. And, like, we're always, like, sharing, like, what we're doing. I was like, yo, listen to this. Like, what do you think? And then he listened to it, and he's like, oh, and then if you go like this, and then what if you try this? And I'm like, sure, I guess I'll try that. And then we're both now trying together. And that was even fun. Even though the subject is kind of like, but it was fun. And then the song was built. And then, like, it just took a while to, like, make a session, an appointment to, like, sit down and record it properly. But even in the song, if you, like, focus hard enough, you can hear Kai and Eric, like, singing with me. Like, it's, like, it's really beautiful. I really had fun. Yeah, that's the vibe. Alternative R&B. Definitely a song, I believe, that's, like, perfect for driving to. I love driving type of music. Yeah. Or, like, just on the go. But we would make the most of it. I would, like, nerd out and play around with, like, the EQ settings, as, like, I feel a lot of people do. But even, like, a bike ride with headphones or, like, a nice walk. I would always be a run. Well, yeah. And then driving for sure, though. Just, like, windows down, having a good time.
Just movement.
Movement. Movement. Even if it's, like, a sad or slow song. Like, I want to be... As a song I feel is taking me somewhere, I want to be taken. Like, I want to go somewhere while, like, I'm being taken somewhere through music.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like...
Two different journeys.
Yeah, so,
one,
like...
One physically and another one emotionally.
Yeah. So, like, let's say somebody I'm really into puts out an album, like, tonight. Like, I'm gonna, like, pre-save it, you know? And then I'm gonna be like, okay, how do I want to listen to this? Like, you know, like, people, like, a show or movie will come out, they're like, okay, we gotta get the snacks. For me, it's like, okay, where am I going? Like, am I gonna go down the street? Am I gonna go, like, near Lakeshore? Like, where am I gonna go? Like, that type of thing.
So, are you having a release party only in your car driving?
Yeah.
That would be kind of sick.
Yeah, that would be sick.
Good thing you planned it.
Thank you. Yeah. Right. Everyone's invited.
Everyone's invited. Everyone listening right now is invited.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Why didn't you guys show up?
The thing is, we're going to be playing your song after this episode. So, technically, and his phone just dropped through this, like, in between the seats. If you guys didn't hear that.
Yeah. Super professional.
But yeah, you guys could drive if you're driving right now. You could listen to it after this episode. But yeah. So you talked about how you've made this song with friends. What was that experience like? Be very specific with, like, the emotions and, like, you know, every detail you remember.
Every detail I remember. Specifically on that day, I was feeling pretty anxious. Because, like, I hadn't, like, made music in, like, a couple of weeks. And, like, to me, like, back then I associated, like, productivity with value, which you guys should not do. It's not fun.
It's a capitalist mindset.
Cringe. Yeah, it is.
Wait, what I said was
cringe? No, no. No, 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 no. No.
Like, oh.
No, that is, yeah, the fact that it is a capitalist mindset is cringe. But, yeah, I was feeling low that day. I got to hang out with friends, which did uplift me, and then they were already working on music, so I just liked to be in that vicinity, and then they started working on a new song. I think, like, Kai was, like, playing, like, Call of Duty on the TV, like, he's just, like, in his own world. We're all in our own world, but together.
Quality time, love language.
Very much so. Very much so. And we were having a good time, and as I was saying, like, the second I heard, the chord progression that Eric was, like, playing around with, I was like, whoa, do it again. And then he did. I'm like, oh, I really like that. He's like, oh, yeah? Okay. And then he just, like, put up a drum loop, and we just started, like, working on the song. We were all having fun doing all a bunch of different things at the same time, and I noticed I was, like, trying a little too hard at one point, which doesn't make things fun. When they're more goofy, it's more fun to have. Especially with music. So then, at that time, I was a little heartbroken because I had gone too fast with somebody. So that was the Teo exclusive. So at that time, that was the subject that was the most, like, present in my head. So naturally, that's what I'm talking about. Even if I was, like, going around the subject, I was still, like, orbiting around that one subject. Having fun doing that was not as fun until I tapped in Kai. Because, like, with a new person...
It kind of grounds you.
It grounds you, it's new perspective, and it's new energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, me, I was, like, having fun, and then I was getting a little emotional. And then he comes from, like, playing Call of Duty. Like, he's not... Like, he's, like, in a different headspace. And he's like, nah, the song is fun. The subject is not so fun, but it's definitely relatable. Let's bring it back to fun. So, okay. So that was really good. And I feel like I learned a lot from that experience. And ever since then, like, I've been more open to making music while thinking less.
A lot of people who write songs really fast, usually I would think that that's kind of like a spiritual download from, like, the universe. Would you say it's kind of like that, where it's just like when you're writing a song, it's kind of this, it kind of just flows really easily. Sometimes it's coming from the power of the universe.
Yeah, I kind of think everybody should try writing at least one song in their life. It's a very interesting perspective. I think it does matter how you approach it, for sure, but it could be freeing, it could be therapeutic, and it could just be fun.
Okay. You saying that everyone should write a song at least once in their life.
Have you?
It's not easy. Like,
you know, it's not,
you know, I feel like some people are kind of just, like, gifted with that ability, in my opinion.
Really?
I feel like not everyone can create, like, really original melodies that you can kind of play around with. On top of that, putting lyrics with that melody.
Mm.
And then a completely different instrumental as well. It's a whole creation, you know?
Yeah.
It's like playing God, really.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It's like a whole, like, concoction of, like, but things have to, like, actually, like, fit.
It's like cooking. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
All the ingredients together.
And there needs to be balance. So then it's edible. In the song, there needs to be balance, so it's listenable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Digestible.
Yeah. Evergreen. But, like, no, I do think, even though it is difficult, I think everybody should give it a shot.
Mm.
For sure. It's so fun. It is hard.
I was actually, okay, when we were with Hans the other day.
Shout out Hans.
He's so talented, actually. Like, he was producing a song all at once, basically.
Okay.
A whole song. And me and Brandon, we were kind of just singing along random lyrics. I couldn't do what Hans does, like, make this kind of, like, song with all these instrumentals, you know? The lyrics part and the melody, I feel like, isn't too bad. But having, like, all these layers of instruments, that's, like, how did you even get there? You know what I mean? Like, that's where I'm just, like, kind of lost. I don't speak that language.
I'm learning. That language is, not that, like, it is a little foreign to me, also. Like, I'm right now trying to learn, like, how to play piano so then I can get more involved in that creation process and communicate my ideas better. But, yeah, like, I've worked with Sonia Su for, like, a long time, and seeing him do the same thing and, like, seeing him develop over the years, this guy will just be like, yeah, man, what's the vibe? And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And then, like, we'll talk about it. It's like, cool. He'll just pick up, like, a guitar or whatever and just start, like, fiddling around. Until he likes something, and then, like, oh, okay, until we like something. Okay, oh, and then let's keep going. Oh, and then you're writing now? Okay, cool, you found a pocket. Let me just add something to it. And then, like, he'll add, like, another layer. And then he'll be like, nope, let me try it this way. It's just a bunch of trial and error, but if you're not having fun, you're not even going to get through half of it.
Producers are so underrated.
So underrated. You're making the actual whole song.
Yeah. And I also realized that they have such different personalities versus the actual artist. Because I feel like artists, they usually know what they want. And the producers are meant to be, like, open and, like, okay, so what's the vibe? Like, what do you want to do? Blah, blah, blah. So it's kind of funny working with artists and then, like, working with the producer with this type of business. It's interesting to see those personalities and how it translates to making music as well.
As an artist, and I know many other artists, I have noticed even in myself that, like, overthinking and thinking about how we are perceived limits us a lot.
And control.
And sometimes it's so powerful in their head that they've limited themselves to, like, just one type of song or, like, one genre. And it's like, I noticed that in myself. We talked about how I have, like, a few songs of the same subject, right? So it's like,
but I mean, I feel like it's not so terrible if that's what you want to get off your chest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's, like, something that you are using to heal, you know, because it's something that you keep going through and you don't know really how to cope with it other than through writing music, I feel like that's fine.
Yeah, yo, for me, like, lately I've been having a lot of conversations with people and they'll bring up the fact that they journal, which I think is awesome. And I noticed, like, genuinely speaking, songwriting has been my journaling. Like, I'll be at, like, a writing camp, like, and it's, like, public and, like, people are, like, writing about having fun or, like, oh, I'm writing about something very specific that happened, like, the other day. Like, because, like, that's my, I'm just getting my, can I swear? No, okay. I'm just getting, I think I should have asked in the beginning. I'm just getting everything off my chest. Yeah. And it's I think it's a great way to go about things. And it has been fun. But with that being said, and we're talking about limiting, I've just been trying to, like, push and, like, have as much fun as possible and not take myself so seriously. So recently, me and Sonia made a whole rock grunge song.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The thing is, okay, when I listen to your music, some of it, it sounds like kind of Juice WRLD vibes.
Really?
A little bit.
Oh, that's so cool. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So, dude. And I think, like, Juice WRLD has kind of that grunge vibe, but with, like, hip-hop.
Mm-hmm. That's a really interesting comparison. With my youngest brother, his favorite artist of all time is Juice WRLD. Mm. When I was growing up, near, like, the end of, like, the SoundCloud era, my guy was XXXTentacion. He was very controversial. Yeah. But, yeah, no, I'm definitely going to say that part. I'm not, okay? It's like, he's definitely controversial, but I have never witnessed somebody in real life through the internet have that much character development. And he was my same age, and I was starting to do music, watching him do music and do a bunch of crazy stuff too. And I was like, what's going on? This is very interesting. And then Juice WRLD was also coming up, and it was like a very interesting time in just music, period. Yeah, so you comparing me to Juice WRLD, I feel like really gassed up. Thank you, that's so cool.
Well, I didn't really listen to X.
Okay.
So maybe the comparison could be with X. You know what I mean? Where you have that similar vibe, maybe. Because I feel like, okay, I always quote that one meme with Kamala Harris.
Oh no, which one?
You think you fell out of the coconut tree? Like, you exist within all the contexts before you, you know what I mean? Like, which is so true.
You think you just fell out of it?
Like, I quote that meme often because it's literally so true.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I just pictured her in her blue suit, just like,
yeah, because like, you grew up on X, so you are making songs even if you don't know it, you know.
I guess songs
that from the influence you grew up on.
I was just yapping about who I listened to growing up.
Yeah, keep going.
Snow Allegra. Oh, Michael Jackson was in the house.
You're
so
from
much
Toronto? No,
Snow,
no, she,
Allegra?
No, she wrote a song about
Toronto.
Okay.
Yeah, she's like,
but she's not from Toronto.
She's not from Toronto. I think she's half Iranian, half Polish. Snow, if you're listening to this, shout out to you. And I probably got your background incorrect.
So maybe don't listen to this.
No, listen to this. Listen to every episode.
Every single episode
out now. I went in a phase where first, I was listening to everything like my uncle would show me, and then which was majority like pop and hip hop, and then my cousin started putting me onto like Jay-Z and like 50 Cent and Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne was my favorite, even though most of the time I didn't know what he was talking about because I'm like 6 or something. But I was just having fun listening to music, and then I went into a punk rock phase.
Oh, like what kind of?
Like
which artists?
Killswitch Engaged, 3 Days Grace. I'm drawing blanks, but things of that nature. Cause I'm like an anime kid. I love anime, and oftentimes.
What's your favorite anime?
I have to say Naruto. I grew up with him.
Me too.
We were like the same. Yeah.
I grew up on Naruto. I wouldn't say it's my favorite.
I have to say, like, I love that show so much.
Yeah.
It taught me so much. It was so fun, man. I just rewatch sometimes too. It's just like core memories for me.
Yeah, it's very nostalgic.
It is.
Very nostalgic.
It is. We learned so much. Oh, I like your sweater.
Thanks.
Oh, that's so cool. Where'd you get that from?
Montreal.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Montreal.
For the listeners, she's wearing a Bandetinis Filipino music sweater. It's related to the choir. What else?
It says Montreal on it. So
that part.
And there's like a treble clef and like
the sheet.
Staff?
The staff.
Hey, I know my music. Hey.
Okay. She really does this.
You're kind of at parallels with Alyssa Liu.
Why does that sound so familiar? Alyssa Liu.
Or Alyssa Liu. The Olympic figure skater, the one that's famous.
Oh, yeah. With like the cool blonde hair?
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, why?
Because she
I don't know her story.
So she took a break from figure skating. She said she was going to quit, actually.
Oh.
Figure skating. And then, like, a few years later, she started to miss the ice.
Yeah.
And then she got back into it, but for herself, not for anyone else.
Okay, now she's besties with Leife.
And, yeah, and she's a gold medalist as well. Yeah. So.
Champion.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she, like... Dude, it looks effortless.
Mm-hmm. And she's having fun while doing it.
That part. Because, like, that's the passion.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's why you don't think everything so seriously.
Real.
Yes.
It's hard, though. It's hard not to be serious when it's, like, something you really want.
Yeah, and the success rate is really low. It's really risky, but honestly... I want to live a life where I'm trying my best, going on new experiences, and doing what I want to do. I've gone through too many years living for other people that I forgot how to prioritize myself. So with that being said, me coming back to music, I felt more like myself. I started doing things that I really like to do. Including music. I started seeing my friends more. Like, it was like the sun finally rose, and I was like, wow.
Started feeling like yourself again.
Yes. Yeah, and now we're here. And honestly, it's not even that long ago. It was like last September.
That's honestly a long time.
You think so?
I think, like, so much could happen in that.
So much has. So much has. It feels like it's already been like a year or two. It hasn't even been one.
You could even fit a relationship in there, and it, your life could have changed from that relationship, you know?
That part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot can change in such little time.
Yeah. It's cool, but it's also scary.
I'd say exciting instead of scary. What about that?
Oh. Okay, did we talk about this?
No.
Okay, because I don't know who I yapped about this to, but I feel like...
Someone said the same thing.
Yeah. Okay, because, like, scary and exciting are, like, the foundation feeling are very similar. But ultimately, like, both things can be true. Like, sure, if I'm scared about something, but it's because I care. And, like, let's say this song coming out, right? It's, I'm very excited. But I first started by saying I'm kind of scared. Or I'm very scared. Like, oh, it's coming out. Oh, after so long. Okay, oh, my God. But then if I just looked at it through being excited, it's still the same. But it made me move forward different in a more more exciting way than just being more anxious and scared.
What is something you want to say to people who take a break from their passions and come back from them?
For those who want to take a break from their passion and eventually return to it, I think it's something that isn't easy to do or accept. But sometimes it can really be needed. And you return with new perspective, and it's like you feel refreshed. I am somebody who writes a lot about what he's been through, or like what he's going through, or might even go through in the future. And I need to like experience things in order to write about them, which was pretty cool. I saw an interview that SZA did, and like she said something similar to that. So I feel like taking breaks in a world where everything seems very serious, and we really want to succeed, whatever your definition of success is, I think you should take that break. Experience life. We forget to live in the present and actually smell the roses. And also, it sucks being burnt out.
And then if you keep going from that burnout,
then you're forced to take a break. When if you actually chose to do so, I feel it's easier to process, you know, I'm choosing to do a break. I'm good now, but you know what? I'm gonna have a little fun doing other stuff. You get burnt out, you take a break, you just feel, like, sucky. You're like, ugh. Like, I don't feel good. I want to do this thing. Me doing this thing doesn't feel good. Ah, nothing feels good. That's not fun.
It comes with divine timing. I think, like, if it's really gonna happen for you, it's gonna happen eventually. Like, you don't have to rush it. You know?
Yeah. Period.
I saw this one reel where it's just, like, God... factors in your stupidity, so it just like whatever is meant for you will come for you because the stupidity is already factored in.
That makes me feel a lot better. I like that one.
Yeah.
That makes me feel really good. I can be stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it's like, people are going to make mistakes because we're human, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a part of the journey.
Mm.
And I feel like, yeah, taking breaks are needed. But I feel like a lot of people, including me, need to know more so when to take the break. Like, it's like, okay, cool, I need a break, cool, whatever. I don't even know how to do that, but sure. But it's like, even when things are going well, it's like, hey, let's take a timeout for like a little bit. It could be from social media. It could be from always being outside or something. It could always be like from working, you know, many different things that people, I feel, find it easy to neglect. Yeah.
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 Okay. Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm just yelling at you.
Okay.
if you would cover a song, you were talking about covering songs. What songs would you cover?
Oh. Okay. Can I pull up my phone?
Yeah.
I mean, I pulled it up.
You already pulled it up, so what's the point of me?
It's in my hand. What songs I would cover? It would have to be multiple. Aside from my own, obviously, whatever. But I definitely want to do Hold Me Down from Daniel Caesar.
Okay.
Yes, that one's really good. He has many that I like.
How does that one go again?
Oh, shit.
I'm just joking. You don't have to sing it. You don't have to sing it.
No. Another one is like Hard by Destin Conrad. I'm obsessed with his music. He's awesome. I want to do Exosphere by Kyle.
Okay.
Yeah. A little local artist.
Guy.
Yeah, you know him. Yeah. Yep.
Scarborough
man. Yep.
Okay, what? Wait, I have a question about you and Kai's friendship. So how did you guys even become friends? Like, I'm really curious about that.
That, you know what's funny? That's a really good question. And I think I get asked this very occasionally. I think I've given everybody a different answer. Because ultimately, I don't...
Well, this is the one that's going
to
be on.
This is the one, so. Yeah. Yeah, this has to be canon.
Yeah.
So, going way back, him and I did not know each other when we were in high school, but...
You guys went to different high schools?
Different high schools, but they were literally next to each other. So...
Just a bridge away?
Yeah. And we would always, like, be in the same, like, mall in front of our high schools. We would be in the same area, but we didn't know each other. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, this feels like Nardwar. And then...
Who doesn't know about JCP?
Who doesn't? Do you? Yes, you do. Everybody does.
Jerk chicken poutine, if you guys didn't know.
If you guys didn't know.
Wait, we didn't even finish the story about...
Okay, I would love to hear how he tells us also how we began becoming friends. One day, a producer friend of mine at the time, and Melina, shout out Melina, they thought of inviting...
Melina... connects everyone, I swear.
Dude, she knows everybody. You know, she
connects everyone.
Yeah. Dude,
she's like, always in every story for me.
Every.
For me, she's in every story.
Every story. And she's been at it for like, I think it's been a decade now. Yeah, they thought about creating like the Avengers in a sense where, yo, let's invite the few people that we know that are really passionate about music.
Like Melina said this?
Yeah. Let's get together and just invite like the close people that we know that are passionate, that are really talented, and let's like do this together. Everybody's doing their own thing, it's taking a little while. Let's just and this was the end of the summer of 2019, I think. I want to say 2020, but I'm gonna say 2019. It was like August 2019. But we were there. I was invited. Sonia Sue was invited. Kaya was invited. Maria Therese was invited. Like, there was like us. Like, it was a good amount of people. And like, we all either were already friends or we were now becoming friends. So it was like the perfect mix, and the perfect mix of personalities. To then, what we did moving forward was we started getting like deals from a studio in Vaughan called Cugini, where we would book it out for like a day
Cugini?
Or two. Cugini?
Okay.
It's got kind of a cool name. What?
Sorry, I thought you said...
Oh, you said Cugini? No. You know what? Yeah. This is canon, right? It's called Cugini. No, I'm kidding. So we would go there often, and then like the people that were unavailable to come that day, for example, like then they started getting like, so A'shaun, an amazing producer, he would be involved. Kelson, an amazing artist, he would be involved. There was like the universe started expanding, and it was an amazing time. The close friends of them two was us, and then to these open sessions we would invite our own friends, you know, and it was like a time where everybody was hopping on every song together, working hard, exploring, and we're all like young. This is like early 20s. We don't know what's going on, but we're in a real studio, so it's being goofy, and we're taking advantage of like just being there. So that's when I became friends with Sonia, Kai, and Maria. Mm-hmm. And
so this was kind of like a takes a village also.
Yeah, kind of, yeah, in that sense. Yeah, there was that. So we had that chapter, right? And then from there, like, everything started moving forward. So I started working with Sonia a lot. He, like, produced everything of mine. Found out Kai lives 5 minutes away from me. Started hanging out with him.
But Eric wasn't in the mix yet.
Not yet, no.
Until 2022.
2022, oh my
God. And I know about that part. I was there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always tell people that I was there.
You're a part of a lot of people's stories.
I was part of history. Her mm-hmm. story.
Mm. Her story and his story.
Their story.
Their story. Mm. Our story.
Our story.
Yeah. Story.
The story of my life.
Who's the main character? We lost count.
Yeah, everyone's the main character.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So then that's how we all became like friends. And then there was another situation either the year after or the year after that. I think it was 2021. Where it was Sonia and I feel like another producer. It was definitely Based Hair. There were like some people that got together and they got a studio on Adelaide, which we called Wendy's. It was near Wendy's, so we called it Wendy's. And then it was Cugini Part 2. But like not for like a weekend or something. Like all the time. And a lot of people's like paychecks were going towards that. Like it was a time where we were doing it all, but now that we got a little better at what we were doing, now what we're doing is even better. And but still goofing around, you have to. And then more friendships got solidified by that. And now fast forward a few years later, now there's like the village. And like we're doing the same thing. It's like a cool pattern.
It's like expanding too.
Expanding.
Just expanding.
Expanding from people, from talent, and from like the music that's being made. And everybody's like, so far, everyone's awesome and chill. Yeah. It's a real healthy environment.
So why is representation from Scarborough important?
I think representation from Scarborough is important because being from the East, I feel there is many a talent that oftentimes gets neglected. And
Scarborough doesn't have a good rep.
Yeah.
We need a better
rep, even though as I do have Scarborough bias, but Scarborough's really nice.
It is.
Scarborough's really nice.
It's cozy.
It's cozy. It's filled with a lot of people who are family-oriented and who are goal-driven, you know? So it's like, with that being said, I think there's a lot of community here, and mm-hmm. it's ever-expanding, and I think the future is really bright for Scarborough. I think they're definitely...
If the city planning is good.
Yeah, like, the biggest problem is, like, the TTC.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they care about us.
Yeah.
Yeah, which, like, that's why I said, like, sometimes... we feel like neglected, like we're not in the loop.
Mm-hmm.
There oftentimes, because people aren't educated about this, but people will say Scarborough's not even in Toronto, when it's one of the key five boroughs of Toronto. There's a bus right there. What is that? TTC. What's the T stand for? Toronto. That's what it stands
for. What's the other T stand for?
Transit.
And what's the C stand for?
C stands for Claire. Yeah.
Okay. Next question.
I love this. This is so fun.
I'm glad. You know, and this is the type of reputation I like to have. Fun interviews. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, guys, we're literally like in a park and
we're
raining.
We're literally in a freaking parking lot.
Yeah. Like, parking lot, the vibes are good. Can barely see anything outside because it's like...
Because we low-key are just talking in our breath.
Yeah, it's fogged up.
Yeah, the condensation.
Yeah.
The condensation.
Condensation.
Next question.
Yeah.
So you wrote songs, plural, about falling for a situationship.
Mm.
What are your thoughts on situationships and modern dating? deep question.
Deep talks with the deep. I want a meme, but I want to be responsible. Yo, fam, it's dropped. No, I'm kidding. what was the question? It's about the dating scene overall right now. In this city, in the economy, like, a lot of people are just scared. A lot of people are scared instead of being excited. A lot of people are anxious. And a lot of people, unfortunately, have been through heartbreak. You know? So it's like, okay, with all these different elements looming around, how do I navigate talking to the next person? You know? And I think, as somebody who is single, who is down to talk to, you know, a nice lovely lady out there, it can be tricky, it can be intimidating and scary, but you don't shoot. Wait, you don't.
Shoot.
you don't
shoot, you shoot.
You don't shoot, but you shoot if you shoot.
Right.
Low key, yeah.
Period. And that's
2026, yep. That's the quote of the year. If you don't shoot, you don't shoot.
Okay, so next question.
No, I mean, we could still.
No, we just ended there.
Yeah? Okay.
No, go.
Dating scene right now, without reiterating everything I yapped about, I think people need to give dating more of a chance and learn to have fun again. Like, I've been on a date and it's like, okay, like, what are your, like, future plans? And it's like, that's a valid question. That's such a valid question. Yeah. Yo, I haven't even ordered food yet.
Well, they don't want their time wasted.
Yeah, that's true. But a lot of people are worried about having their time wasted rather than enjoying their time.
Oh, and back again at the capitalist mindset.
Yeah.
OMG.
OMG. Yeah, but it is, I'm not gonna lie and say, oh, these like questions or moving in that manner is like weird or unfair. No, there's so, like, you should think like that. You should protect yourself, protect your future, and think about these things. But also, you just start limiting yourself, and then you're alone and then sad, and you look outside and everybody has the same complaint. You know, I feel like I always blame the pandemic. Like, people forgot how to talk,
I guess, but it's like, I don't think it was even that different before the pandemic. I feel like people were kind of getting into it was gonna happen eventually, you know what I mean? Situationships were already happening in high school, but they were just called different things, like dealing,
flings and dealings.
Wheeling.
Hey. Are we really wheeling right now?
Yeah, so.
Yeah. True.
It's just like more labels.
It's more labels.
That people hate.
It's more capitalism. It's, I think there needs to be a change. And I think the change is going to happen eventually. But I do think people not knowing how to talk properly.
I think it's really
plays
down
a big
to-
role.
Yeah, it's definitely down to the communication of it at all.
Communication's big.
Because it's like, you know, you're looking for someone who's, who, you're looking for a yearner, but you're in this, like, avoidant attachment person. You're invested in this person, but they probably just want a situationship, and there are people who just want that too.
Yeah, and that aren't honest about it.
Yeah, that's the issue. People need to be more honest about, like,
because, like, yo, if you want a situationship, that's actually fire if that's what the other person also wants.
Yeah, but, you know, why are they lying? Validation. Probably therapy.
Insecurity, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, therapy.
Try therapy.
Everybody needs therapy.
Everyone needs therapy.
Everybody needs therapy.
Wish it was accessible.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's so many issues in the world, honestly.
Yeah.
You look at the roots and, like, see solutions, possible solutions, and a lot of the solutions are really unattainable, unfortunately.
But then there's also baby steps. And I feel like when it comes to even, like, the dating topic that we're on, like, to get to this point where it's like it becomes easier and communication is, like, on par with whoever you're talking to, it's not just about, like, chemistry, it's about
timing,
divine timing also, that can't be just X'd out of the convo, but you need baby steps to even get there. But I've seen some people just complain their life away, which is, like, really sad to see. But no, dating requires communication. A lot of people are not honest because they're not honest with themselves.
And that's why we take breaks and we reflect. Yes. Get introspective.
Yes. I learned, apparently, that avoidant people and anxiously attached people always find a way to get together.
It's like a puzzle piece.
It's like a puzzle piece that does fit. But it's, like, the wrong picture. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh. It's like, damn.
So, when we first hung out, we went to Desi Burger.
Yeah.
A Pakistani restaurant.
Yeah.
So, why do you think Pakistani food is slept on?
Ooh, this is a really good question. I think it gets looped into Indian food often. TBH, they're, like, right next to each other. And Indian food is really good. But we have our own unique cuisines, you know? And oftentimes, like, a lot of our restaurants I find are in the West End, like in Mississauga or Deep Brampton. So, like, the fact that Gerrard Street is, like, just mixed with, like, a bunch of Pakistani, like, restaurants is really good. I think they're slept on. And it was really exciting seeing you try it. And you were like, ooh, this is nice.
It was good.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your ideal Desi Burger order for the people who want to try?
Ideal? Okay, we're going with a classic garak chai, because we have to, because it's so consistently satisfying. And then I'm gonna get a half and half of gol gappe. One has, like,
yogurt,
and the other is just, like, the water one.
Mm.
The chaat masala water. And then I want, like,
I didn't even know you could do half and half.
Yeah, I mean, it's not there, but, like, yo, give me half and half of that. And they're like, what? Oh, okay, sure. Yeah. And then I really want... Oh, I'm so hungry right now. like, the beef burger with an egg. Like, the kebab burger. That's good. That's, like, a... That's an actual breakfast. Like, that burger. It's a breakfast sandwich. Like, high key.
I think they have that at Burger Priest.
Like, probably.
That burger with the egg.
Yeah. And then they have, like, some secret menu too, Burger Priest. But no, Desi Burger is awesome. They like me so much, they even, like, were like, yo, if you need to do a music video, like, do it here. I was like, what? Me?
Wait, are you?
I will, eventually.
Okay.
Like, I did a music video for this song, but
due to
timing, like, yeah. It's gonna come out, like, in the summer. But it's my first music video, and, like, I don't know, like, how to maneuver. Like, I really, as, like...
Like, was somebody, it story-based, or was it, like, solo?
It was story-based, and if I'm doing, like, from what I've learned from, like, the artists that I love growing up, and just, like, people putting on their people, I really wanted to put on, like, I wanted a girl in the music video, because the song is about, like, catching feelings really fast, and then I wanted to showcase, like, a really nice date and just cap it at that.
Oh, there's no extras?
No.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. And then, so with that music video, like, I first asked the girl that I was talking to at the time, who's, like, also South Asian. And she's from Scarborough. So I was like, haha, let's go. Like, two birds, one stone. But due to scheduling, she was unavailable. And then I asked an actual artist homie who's half Filipina, half black. She was out of the country. I was like, oh, this is getting chopped. Okay, this is not good. And then shout out to Eliza Plaza. I asked Eliza Plaza.
Oh my gosh. 'Cause
like, we're good friends. I'm like, yeah, let's do this. And like, she was so down to do it.
And then
I love her too. And then the closer that we got to like the day, and 'cause so many people were a part of it. A lot of the people, especially in the production team, have full-time jobs. So scheduling was like a kind of a pain. But it's all the experience, right? And like, I'm having fun. So she couldn't be a part of it, which really sucked. And then
she couldn't be part of it?
No.
Bro.
No. And then like, luckily, my homegirl Simi, who does like most of my photography, she's like a legend. She's so good. I was like, hey, would you be down? And she's like, yes. And I'm like, let's go. And like, her and I just off rip, we have amazing chemistry. And like, it's my first music video. I low-key have one. It's on YouTube from like my first song ever in like 2018. But like, this is like, I'm calling this the first one. And also like, it's a lot of firsts because I feel like I'm coming back. So I feel like I'm starting over again. But yeah, I felt like chemistry was really important because I was very anxious about the video. I'm like, oh no, what do? I just walk? Like, what are we doing? So like, she actually made it more fun because like, we just have good chemistry. So that video comes out soon and I'm excited.
Cool. Okay. So these are the...
I feel like I yapped too much.
No, I'm just joking. So, these are the last few questions. If you could collab with any artist or band, who would it be?
Oh my god.
Ermigerd.
Yeah, no, this is a Ermigerd. Okay, I'm gonna just start shooting names.
Okay.
Because you didn't say one. You said any. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need Justin Bieber. We need Drake. I really want to make music with John Bellion. He has a whole production like company, like for beats and instrumentals. Really want to do that. Flying Lotus, they're really amazing. Omar Apollo, I think we would make great music together. Mustafa the poet, just like two Muslim guys from Toronto. You know, make something very impactful. Would love to do that. Shout out to Mustafa.
I mean, that could probably happen. Like,
I hope so.
You have a connection, Justice.
Wait, really?
Justice Dirt? Do you know Justice?
Yeah. Justice Dirt, really?
Yeah, he played with Mustafa at Roy Thompson Hall.
See, like, we know, like, everybody knows somebody. That's crazy. I didn't know this.
But I don't know, like, see, I'm not sure with, like, his worlds, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I feel like...
But you can at least try and ask.
I feel like I need to, like, put more music out there so people can understand what I'm capable of doing.
True.
But no. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to...
Keep that in mind.
I'm going to keep that in mind. Oh, my God. Oh, so many people I want to make music with. You know what's crazy? I haven't even made music with all my friends yet. And I have many cool, talented friends.
And you need to make music with every single one of them.
Yes. Literally. Yeah.
So you that's need to make a remix project. You know how everybody's doing, like... a deluxe album, but it's just like their songs with collabs.
Mm-hmm. I'll do that.
But, like,
I'm working on a project.
I think Hamlet did that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. Mm-hmm.
Corey.
And Takes a Village. Yeah.
CEO.
The face that runs the place. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Super chill guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His mustache is gnarly.
I always just look at him in his eyes. You stare at his mustache.
No, I don't stare at his mustache, but like...
I think it suits him.
Maybe it's like his smile. I notice it more because of his smile.
Really? You know what I mean? I genuinely like... I haven't noticed it.
It's
just a part of
I'm
his face.
I'm shorter than him. And I see it like...
Oh.
That angle, and then you see it.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Anyway, yeah.
Perception. Right.
But yeah, no, these are just some artists that I really want to work with. And I know later, I'm going to be going home, and I'm going to be like, I should have said, Snow Allegra. I brought her up, Janae Aiko. I really want to. There's even, like, the new artist. Well, at least she's new to me, like, Momo. She has a song with Baby King.
Like, Momo the Scary.
Okay. No. Oh, Olivia Dean for sure. Mm-hmm. Sailor's really cool. Jordan Ward, Kehlani. I think me and Party Next Door can make like a GTA classic. Who was I searching up?
Girl, I don't know.
That's fine, we'll leave it.
And then, what can fans anticipate for the future? What type of projects are you working on at the moment?
Ooh, okay. Aside from the song that, while it's being recorded right now, drops tonight, I am working on some live performances and trying to get a showcase going so I can finally perform in front of people, which I'm excited. I'm a little scared, but I'm excited about. I have a song and one lined up for late July, and I'm trying to like drop a bunch of like singles scattered around the year, leading up to like a project beginning next year, hopefully. Hopefully it all lines up.
An album?
A little EP.
Okay.
A little EP.
A little EP.
Okay. Yeah, I like making projects. I feel like from the music I've already put out, I've been told I seem like a very single-oriented artist. But like, I like storytelling and collaborating and like making a world.
Yeah. Like a cinematic universe, if you will.
The Toronto cinematic universe.
The TCU.
You know, it actually feels really nice that we're a part of this TCU.
Yeah. It's a nice one.
Yeah.
I used to be kind of unappreciative of it because of, you know, some people are quite questionable, but I think, like, the people that I track now have been pretty cool so far, so.
Yeah. You're pretty cool. You deserve to attract pretty cool people. It's just knowing when someone shows that they're not cool. Because they will show it. And then it's like okay, bye.
Okay, peace.
Yeah, it's like...
And then last question.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have time after your song plays, do you have any song requests?
Yes. Yes, I do. And I look forward for this artist to be on a future episode. And the song request is Hunker Down With You.
Manny.
Hey. Yeah. Shout out Manifer. Yeah. He just put that song out recently.
Two N's and two F's.
Two N's, two F's. Manifer. It's like ASMR.
Yeah, you gotta be closer though.
Duh.
Honestly, yeah, he's done a lot of interviews.
Yeah, this guy's a hard worker.
Maybe he'll bless me with an interview.
Maybe, but it is a privilege to sit down with you and like... You're a great conversationalist and interviewer, and you're an artist yourself in my books. So I think it's something he would definitely be appreciative to sit down with you as well.
Clock it. Okay, well, thanks,
no
Sean.
No problem.
Thanks for doing this.
No problem.
And
Scarborough!
Yeah. East End. He's throwing up so many gang signs.
No. My hands. I'm sitting on my hands right now.
Okay, I'm going to be playing the song that... You want to introduce it? Introduce the song?
Manny's?
Your song.
My song. Shout out Manny. My song. So right now we're going to be playing a song that's out now by Shaways called 105.
Enjoy.
We depart, reconnect,